John chapter 4, verses 39 through 42. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I ever did," she said. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." Jesus' conversation with that woman at the well was gentle but truthful. He didn't hesitate to confront her sin and explain that he was the Messiah, the one she had been waiting for. He was the one who would give her the significance and acceptance that she longed for. She could not contain her newfound joy and freedom. The woman left the well and went back to tell everyone in her village about Jesus. They wanted to meet him firsthand, and when they heard his words, many more became believers. They believed not from the testimony of the woman, but because they heard Jesus himself. Trusting in Jesus is not a secondhand experience. We don't acknowledge him as Savior through our parents or grandparents or friends. We must meet Jesus intimately and personally and live our lives for him. So here's my question. Have you ever met Jesus face to face? If not, he is the one. If not, he's waiting, and it's time to schedule that meeting. If you'd like to know more about meeting Jesus, you can email me at info@ronmoore.org. info@ronmoore.org, and we would love to help you get started on your journey. Father, thank you for the powerful experience of knowing Jesus intimately and following him passionately. Help me never be satisfied with a secondhand spiritual experience. In Jesus' name, amen.